In order to get the girl, I gotta be nice. And is Miss Beautiful Short Fuse over there really gonna go for nice? I think not.
I like him.
Do you like the girl?
I'm crazy about you.
I'm crazy about you too.
I love you.
You love me?
I love you.
Because I love you. No.
Why don't you just say no?
You know what? We're through.
In fact, I'm over you.
He's saying he's breaking up with you.
You have to break up with me.
The friend zone. Friend zone.
You and I should stay friends.
I'm jealous.
Shut up and kiss me.
And about sex later.
For me, other than sex.
For makeup sex.
What's the matter with me? You'd think a girl would learn.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, folks. Welcome to a brand new edition of Misfit Love, the unrated show. This is your host, Wolf.
Nurse Love.
And our special guest,
Kitty.
A lot of you don't know, Kitty is actually a co-worker with me at the Halloween Haunt.
Was.
The Haunt just ended a few weeks ago, so.
It's been great.
We have many stories to tell you, especially ones that go with this topic at hand. Would you like to elaborate what the topic is? Nurse Love?
What is the topic? Fetishes, I guess.
Fetish?
No, actually, we should let our host elaborate on it.
Fetishes, kinks, BDSM, it all sort of goes in the territory of fetishes. Once you get into a fetish, it's called BDSM. So it's really
nice. Yeah, for those who don't know, that's what it's called. Because most people think it's like more, dominatrix.
No. It's all about submission and domination. So yes, domination is part of that, but it's also masochist and sadist. Masochist is somebody who enjoys pain, guilty, and a masochist who enjoys giving pain.
Yeah. She looks at me like, I know
you. You know what you did.
Yeah.
Even at work.
Okay.
Watch out, people.
A lot of you don't know is that I was the Forevermore main killer.
I was the victim.
And she was the victim. One of the victims. And as the rule is, the main killer gets to do whatever he wants to the victims. She was put in a cage, and I would thrash the cage open and grab her by the ankle, literally drag her as she slides towards me, and then I would choke her to death.
Yes, I witnessed this.
And Nurse Love was there one day, and she actually witnessed me in full costume, in both our costumes, literally choking Kitty here to death.
Is it sad that's my typical Saturday night anyways, year round?
Yeah. She pretty much enjoyed it every time.
Oh yeah.
And it was funny, one night, I think I asked you one night, were you getting turned on? And you replied,
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay.
Thanks for knowing.
Yeah. Thanks for knowing. But other than that, we also had an incident where you did hurt your finger.
That's better now.
Good to know. I accidentally pulled her and she was caught off guard and she slammed her finger into the gate.
The last night of all things.
Yeah, the last night. It was horrifying. I was freaked out. I felt bad.
Don't feel bad. It was an accident. Maybe. I love my marks. I love my bruises. So for me, it's just another mark and another thought, another story. Even though I was at work and there was a million people watching me, I'm also an exhibitionist, which means I love being watched. It's just sort of one of those things where I would still be a porn star if I didn't want to be called a whore.
I think it would be the same thing with me, but just what you said, exhibitionist. But I think the only thing is like, you don't know really who you're sleeping with, so it's like yucky. I don't know who you're doing on the side kind of thing, and
exactly
the whole whore thing. And
I don't
what
want
if a family? Or we family season? And
oh my
like,
gosh!
Wouldn't that be weird? Like if you're like your dad or your mom accidentally like sees it or something,
or my stepdad looks on his porn sites and is like, ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah. God, I don't want to think about that. Let's cut that subject right there.
Yeah.
But I do pole dancing. I love people watching me, like work. I go dance because I love the stares of people. I love somebody being like, I'm masturbating to her later. I love knowing that. But at the same time, I can never do porn. I can never be out there publicly. Maybe like my own private porn, but never public. I just couldn't do it, personally. Just not my thing.
Oh, I have nothing to say.
Sorry. It's one of those things.
I'm just trying to envision it in my head.
I think we all are, pretty much.
Trying to envision this. Deeper, faster. Okay, so this
now
is
you know.
First unrated episode, so hopefully people are excited about this because they were requesting it.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people are requesting it.
Do you guys want to ask him a very unrated question? Anything that cures you? Curious?
I know you do. You have a lot of questions for him.
I always have a lot of questions.
Especially for me. You've been asking me on like Facebook, like, hey, what about
thing.
This?
It's a thing. Like, he's all into that.
Well, that's how you are. That's how a good reporter is. They ask all the questions. Yeah. Hey, even if it's other things, I always ask questions. That's how a good reporter works.
Okay.
You just do research.
Just observe. I'm an observer.
Yeah, pretty much. One of my questions is, I know we talked about it at Han, was the whole relationship and the master thing. How does that work?
My relationship is my master. He is my everything. He is my dom. He is my sir. He's my owner. Especially with what I'm obsessed with. My kink, my major kink. He's my owner, and I'll walk on all fours for him. I'll do anything for him, and he does the same to me. It goes both ways. Most people don't think it does, but it really does. When I do have a sir, like a real sir, he does everything for me. He takes care of me. He's the one that buys my food. He's the one who pets me and makes sure I'm okay. He's the one who houses me. He's the one who does everything for me. He's the one who buys me alcohol. He does everything for me. So it's just, it's like a relationship. Every relationship, you want to like figure out your fantasies together at some point, right? Sexual fantasies.
Yeah.
All couples do that. I don't care who you are, you have a little bit of BDSM in you. If that's doing the schoolgirl fantasy every once in a while with your wife, but I do it 24/7. I live to serve somebody. I live to be like if somebody said, go make me a drink now, I want this, this, and this, I would run. I would make a sprint for that alcohol because I live to serve. I live for it.
So could you say that's for everyone or just your master?
I'm naturally submissive, so mainly for anyone, like, I'll do it, but I have to trust you. Mm-hmm. It's all about trust. If he doesn't have trust in me, I won't have trust in him. How can I trust somebody who doesn't have trust in me?
Okay. So going back to the whole, you're saying that it's like a relationship. Have you ever fallen in love? Oh, I don't know how many you have, or I don't know if you want to go ahead and explain how many masters you have had, or have you ever fallen in love with one of them? Or is it just purely like, hook up, we're going to fuck and you're going to do this and this and this and this?
No, it's not that at all. I've fallen in love with all my masters. If that's falling and I stop myself because something happens or being completely in love. My first ever experience with the BDSM scene, I've always been curious, but my first real experience, I was devoted to this guy. I would have done anything, and he never really understood it and never really got it. But I was in love with him. He wasn't my type of guy at all, but the fact that he was so demanding, it was just like, oh. But it's not just a sex thing. It started off as just a sex thing, but you really start to trust them, and you, like, it's all about the love and the trust and the, it's okay. I know what I'm doing.
Which is kind of like a relationship, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Aside of, you know, the whole...
Instead of being a wedding ring, I get a collar.
Yes. Like, it's like a relationship, because there are some relationships out there where the guy, you know, it's demanding and the female will take it kind of thing, and like you said, aside of the ring, it's the collar. So,
yeah.
But have you ever been in a situation, which I don't know if you have, that you actually been in a full-on relationship, but not like, you know, like a typical relationship, and then you have your master on the side? Have you ever had that, and how do you juggle that?
I've never actually experienced it myself. I've had friends who did it, who actually had a dominatrix, a female mistress, and then she was engaged and married. And it's you know, he actually would sit in the corner and watch because he enjoyed watching his wife
get pain, and pain dealt her, and she loved it. The fact that she was turned on, he was turned on. And then they'd have sex afterwards. It was by no big deal. Some people can do that. I'm not that person. I'm devoted. Like, I love group sex.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a group, though, and my dom has to approve it. I like the approval, so I am being told, good girl. That's, if, like, if somebody I was seeing was like, I want you to have sex with that person, I'd be like, okay, let's do this. Let's have fun.
And I guess you have to have that confidence as well in yourself that, okay, well, you know, he's my master, he's telling me to do this person, and then has it ever occurred in the back of your mind, like, is he just doing this out of his own pleasure, or does he really care about me?
It's a mixture of both, usually. Usually he really does. He knows what's best for you, and if he doesn't, then he's not the right master. And you have to be really cautious with that, because sometimes it is just for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the way BDSM works. It's for both of you. It's give and take. No matter what, every relationship's give and take, and this one is very much so. As much as the guy likes whipping you, you need to like whipping back. Like, I love being flogged. Oh gosh. That's like hearing, like, if I'm tied and blindfolded and I hear a flog go off, he knows I like that. He's not going to do something I wouldn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was like, oh, you need to fuck this person, and I didn't want to fuck that person,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, sir, I really can't do this. I don't want to have sex with them. I only want to have sex with you. Then you'll understand that. But other than that, usually it's more, you know. You know both of you will enjoy it. You don't do something the other person doesn't enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your girlfriend doesn't want to take you up the ass, don't give it to her up the ass. Like,
it's so true.
So it's like,
don't.
Unless she loves it. Then give it all you got.
Yeah.
Give it all you got. Yes.
Yeah, what about you? I mean, aside of our guests, I mean, we're talking about fetishes here. What are your fetishes?
Oh,
I mean,
I know
them somewhat, but I really don't know because I don't really go around asking, like,
that face was so priceless.
What are you into?
Yeah, what are you into?
Wow. Well, Nurse Love knows, like she said, she knows some, but not all of it. Of course, the tying up and, you know, the dominatrix thing.
The obvious.
Yeah. But I like to have it where it's reversed at times.
It's called a switch.
The switch. Either I would be the one that's the dom or the girl would be the dom. But like you said, it has to have, you know, trust and trust issues. I always have a lot of those for some reason. Mainly when it comes to the women.
You have trust issues with women?
Well, in my past relationships.
I agree. I can confess them. I have trust issues in men.
That or they have trust issues with me.
Right.
And it's like, okay, now I'm going to have to work on trust. Of course, you know, the fantasy dress-ups. Of course, you know, dressing up as a nurse, schoolgirl.
Mm. Do you want to dress up as a nurse?
No, not me. A woman dressing up as a nurse or a
schoolgirl. So you have school and nurse people fantasies?
I have mostly the schoolgirl or the teacher fantasies.
Teacher's pet fantasies?
Yeah, or the nurse. The nurse. I always like the nurse. That's like one of my favorites.
I can see schoolgirl. I've always wanted to be a schoolgirl. It'd be great. A little outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I dressed up as Britney Spears once, but I can never do a nurse. I'm scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, he likes the mouse.
Are you a masochist or
Yes.
Okay. So you love pain. You love me.
She knows. Every time she hits me, I'm like, can you hit me?
I just like hitting guys. Nowhere. Like, I just like, I'll just like punch them out of nowhere or like pinch them or bite them. That's me. I'll just do it.
And I always tell her,
bite harder
or
break the skin.
But see, that's the thing. Like, when guys tell me that, okay, bite harder, I'm like, okay, I'm not answering you no more. I guess it's because they're into it, so I kind of don't like it.
You do it so they're not into it.
Yeah.
So you're definitely not a sadist because people who, you like the fact that they're turned off by you causing pain. So you're definitely not a sadist.
She likes giving pain, but she doesn't like it when a guy tells her to give the pain.
So,
You're okay. Like the type that just wants to do it without being told.
Yes, I do. And I don't like receiving pain back.
You're definitely not a masochist.
I'm not a masochist at all. Like, I don't.
Don't understand.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't like it. Like, guys have attempt to try to do it. And I'm like, no, you know what? I'm not into it. Get off me. Or if we're doing it.
If he spanks you, yeah. You like, get the fuck away.
No, I mean, depends. Depends.
It depends on the mood of the girl.
Yeah, it depends.
Wants to be spanked or something.
Yeah, but if it's like out of nowhere and anything, I like. And also when they try to be rough, like, I don't know, even when it comes to the whole pulling, when we're doing it, yeah, like, let's say like they're like a missionary and they try to pull you closer, I do not like that. I feel really? Like, I don't know why.
So you would hate to be tender?
Would I hate to be tender? Depends. Depends on who it is. I think I could handle it from a woman, but not a man.
So if I tied you up right now, you'd be like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Probably, yes.
Yes! But I'm not a switch, so that wouldn't work. I'm too much of a...
With me, I don't pull the women, because when you're a missionary and you're pounding the girl, the girl tends to move up towards the bed. So it's like
unless
you have
to hurt it, and you're like, get out of my vagina.
Well, you also have to pull
them. No, it's like
them.
A sign, like, please, I'm trying to tell you that.
Like, my vagina hurts right now. Like, I've squirted twice already, I can't do this no more. It's closed, the road is closed. I've done that before.
There's come to a point where I'm actually in missionary and the girl's moving up and I'm like, okay, she's going to hit the bed for a
minute. No, maybe it's a sign, like, dude, like, they don't want to.
Ask if they're okay. I might want to do that. Sometimes you do it because they might
be like... sometimes they hit their head on the
frame. They're trying to get away from you.
Ah, it's a creeper!
Because sometimes they hit their head on the bed frame and I'm like, I gotta kind of move you a bit. Sorry if I'm hurting you.
Can I be honest? I love when my head hits the bed frame because I know they're doing it right.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, not if they're not. What if they're like... there's those guys that are like, okay, I'm doing it right, baby. Or girls. Oh, man. I don't think of a girl that's ever done that, actually.
I don't think so.
Because they're too caring. We have kind souls, and we don't think with penises. We may think with wet vaginas, but we don't think with penises. Penis is more of a muscle. As more control.
Yeah. You didn't get the point. So, I don't know if you want to ask any questions or.
I'm completely open with everything.
There's
questions. Fuck, I had a couple of questions, but then I was making a drink and then I lost my train of thought. Bad memory.
Well. While Nurse Luck recovers her memory of questions.
No, I just have a bad memory overall.
She does.
Yeah,
that.
I really do.
So, I did bring some props for this session. The look on Katie's face.
I just choked on ice. I'm okay.
I think you're getting too excited here.
Hey, I didn't know it was that good. And she died laughing. So I brought a whip.
That's a flogger.
A flogger. I brought a flogger. Basically.
Yeah, the correct term is flogger. Some people call it whip. But
a whip
term
is actually the one with the long...
Yeah, but people don't know that. Some people.
Yeah.
So for those that are watching,
this is
a flogger.
Flogger.
Mm-hmm. Flogger is the one with all the strings at the end.
And it makes me so happy.
So, I don't have a paddle, nor do I have a whip. I don't have any of those yet.
Whip scares me. Love a paddle and love a hand or a belt.
They scare you?
Whips scare me because they break the skin, and also a cane scares the shit out of me.
They hurt a lot more.
Yeah. I can handle a lot of pain, but canes and whips scare me because it breaks the skin almost instantly. And blood scares me. Blood scares me a lot. So breaking the skin is one thing that really... It makes me nervous.
So
unless I really trust.
Wouldn't that be kind of a contradiction though? Because you don't like blood, but yet you endure pain.
It's if you're getting to the point where they're cutting.
Where it's too much.
Yeah.
It could. I have my limits. Every person has their limits. Some can. I want all my pain drained out of my body. I want to be a walking corpse. I'm not so much. I have a problem with blood because of the fact as a teenager I was a cutter and I was very suicidal. Mm-hmm. So for me, that goes back into those memories and I can't do it. I love pain, but I can't do that. It worries me. It scares me. It almost brings me back into that state right away. But having bruises, oh my gosh, I love my bruises. I have like several on my ass right now. Love them.
Okay, we were talking about this earlier, since I just remembered. You said that you went to a mall or something, and you had a security guard approach you because they saw your bites and your bruises.
Yeah, because I was wearing shorts and tank top, and I had bruises all in down me. And he was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." And so I feel like some people don't understand in BDSM. Sometimes the S doesn't mean sadist. Sometimes it means same, which pretty means you need same consensual sex. And that's pretty much, even if I'm telling you before we start sex, even if I say no, stop, that's not our safe word. Our safe word is red. Not stop, not anything like that. Mm-hmm. So you can bite me, even if it's part of the act. Sorry, alcohol burp. it's all part of it. So when people see my bruises, they'll actually ask me, am I being abused? And I'm not. I have a smile on my face. I do not have sunglasses and to make one. I'm completely natural and walking around with my head, like my back straight up, my chin up. I'm happy with life because I felt I did right. To me, my owner, my sir, my master, and depending on the guy, my daddy, did me right and did me hard. And I'm happy. I'm completely happy. And it actually gives me more of a confidence bruise the more bruises I have. I probably have some bite marks or something on my neck right now. I don't really give a fuck.
So, to some people, they mark their skin with tattoos and those are
I do both. I mix it up and do both. If I have new tattoo, don't bite my skin or bruise my skin because I paid a lot of money for that. But other than that, anything that's over like 2 months is free game.
So you could say you've been approached a lot by just random people like,
oh yeah, are you okay? What happened? Did you fall? No, I had a great sex. That's what happened. You can tell somebody who's been abused by the way they act and the way they hold themselves. And they're very upset. And they usually wear sunglasses over their eyes. And they're just trying to hide themselves to the world. They'll wear long sleeves. They will not show their scars. If you see a girl with short shorts on and a tank top or even maybe like a little bandeau on walking like nothing's wrong and she has bruises all, it doesn't fucking matter. She's happy. She's happy with her life. And I cheer those women on because being a masochist, it means a lot to me. I'm actually a pet. I'm what they call a pet. So I crawl on all fours. I act like a cat. I'm called what they call kid and play. So for me, if my master spanked me on the ass, I either did something right or I did something wrong. And I'll know the difference.
Have you ever been told that probably, I don't want to offend you or anything, that there might be like a psychological problem probably?
Oh, yeah.
Something traumatic that has happened in your past for you to accept that kind of
abuse. About,
yeah, that kind of abuse towards yourself.
Well, I know I have a lot of problems. I work hot, first of all.
Actually, let me clarify. We have an area called the table. You probably heard of it too.
No, I haven't. Please explain. How do I not know about this?
The Green Witch, aka his name's Kurt.
I have to say people's names without their permission.
Oh, he loves the show. He wants to be on. But okay, he's the Green Witch, and there was one time, I'm not gonna say any other names, mm-hmm. but him and I were talking, and with a few other people. And we all agreed that everyone at Haunt has a problem in their life. So whoever worked Haunt basically has a problem in their life. But the thing is, we all accept each other at Haunt. Regardless of our problems, we all accept each other.
Depending on the people.
Because there are some people that are...
Go away.
Yeah.
Go home. Please.
Go home, go away. And then there's people that... We do accept because, you know, we understand what they went through because sometimes some of us went through something similar or something different, but we are all fucked up in the head.
Oh, yeah.
We all agree that we're fucked up in the head, but
we are.
We all get along in a sense.
Exactly. Like, we either have a problem at work, we have daddy issues, we have mama issues, we have rape issues. We have a lot of issues.
I think everyone in general just has issues. Something traumatic that has happened. They just don't want to deal with it or admit it.
So we do ours in a very, very safe and healthy way by scaring the shit out of you guys and making you pee your pants 6 times in a row. Thank you to that person if they're out there.
I wouldn't know.
She was going to be this year. She was going to be this year, folks, but sadly certain things came up and she couldn't.
I don't think I could do it, though. I don't think
yeah,
I
could. Yeah,
you could. I think
I trust me, we broke people that were nice. We broke them,
Trust me.
These are all being really nice, will be a bit. I can't be like, I'm going to scare people.
Trust me. We've had a few people that, like you, we broke them in, and they did so good.
If you commit to haunt, it's full force, and you take a lot of abuse. That's why I love haunt, because I can have my BDSM go full out and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like how you commit to a fetish, even though you don't think it is.
Like kitten play, any pet play, you have to commit full force, because it's either very expensive, or just, it's very weird, and I love being a kitten. Like, one of my friends was petting my head, and I start purring. I will purr.
What's that sound effect, though? Mind if I remove that?
Yeah,
well, I'm
alright,
I love these. And she's purring. Join in this fun, Miss Love?
No, let's say I'm having fun. I'm just a observer.
Come on, join in the fun. You know you want to.
That was like, it's almost like a mini orgasm to me. Like, whenever I'm petted, it's like a million, like, I don't even know, like electric.
Like tingling sensations all over your body.
I feel at peace with myself because. I'm majorly, I wear cat ears, and I'm saving up for a tail, and it's actually a tail.
What? Yes, he does, he has two.
I have two tails. One's a fox tail.
Yeah. Where does it go?
Where else?
I need to get new ones, because the ends were kind of all messed up, so I kind of need new ones for them. I know a place that has actually better tails, and I had to go.
Where do you go?
I got them at Expos.
Okay.
So this one I want to get is at Whittier. It's right by a comic book store called Geeks. They're like right next to each other, so this store is like all punkerish, gothic, smoke shop, everything you can think of in there. I'm just like, oh my god.
You're happy.
I'm happy.
I feel like you guys have more stuff that you can relate to than myself. Like, I don't think like I have any like fetishes like that. I really don't. Other than I used to have a biting fetish. That's about it.
What kind of small fetishes do you have?
Everyone has fetishes, love. Don't be ashamed. The same sex is a fetish.
The same sex is a fetish?
Yeah.
If a girl showed her boobs and was like, can you?
Oh, of course. Exactly. I love titties. I love boobs.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a fetish.
Do you love tits and ass?
I'm more of a boob, small boobs.
I feel very sad for my small boobs.
I'm more of a tit girl.
I love tits.
Ass? I don't know. I think ass is such a typical thing for everybody. Yeah, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like all about butt.
It's all about
butt. It's like the butt. Yeah.
So about the calm your tits. And I'm just like, you don't need to calm them.
What happened to the leg guys or the their arms or whatever? It's all that other
the hair.
Thing. Yeah, the hair.
The eyes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now it's all the freaking ass.
I used to get eyes so often, and then all of a sudden twerking came in, and it's like, oh, you don't have you have like a small ass. I don't want you. And I'm like,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. That could be a fetish, because nowadays you guys love ass, I guess. Women too.
Anything
fetish.
Exactly. Anything you're obsessed with is a fetish. If it's sexual, it's a fetish.
You know what? I will have to disagree with that, because there's people that are obsessed with porn, and I don't really think that's a fetish. I think that's more of addiction. Yes. So
that would be classified. That would be classified as addiction, but it can also be a fetish because you're looking into your fetish and understanding your fetish. Like, if somebody was into asses, that's a fetish. So they're trying to understand exactly what goes on in there. And it turns you on. If it turns you on, I think it... But it can be an addiction. It can be an addiction. It can be a major psychological problem. I used to be addicted to porn. Hello, my name is Kim Amari, and I'm addicted to porn.
No, I'm addicted to porn. I love porn. I love it.
Why is it
porn? I love fucking porn. Especially freaking... Some people might not consider hentai porn, but I love hentai.
Here at Misfit Love, we are all addicted to porn.
Yes. No, but you said that it could be addiction, but there's some people that actually, going back to the whole porn thing, they like to watch and they do it frequently, but they don't go about fulfilling that fetish or fantasy.
Yeah.
That would be more of an addiction. So
yeah.
That's not really a fetish to me.
It's still going out and being turned on by something or something that may be unusual. Like, I look at BDSM porn all the time. Oh my gosh, kink.com is my favorite. Oh my god, I love it so much.
I'm not gonna say names, but I actually had a friend that went to Kinks. I think I told you about that too.
The model girl?
A friend that's done Kinks, and I've seen the website. It's a very interesting website. The things they do in there. They're very somewhat strict if you don't do certain things they say.
Because it's BDSM. You're a slave. It's a point of slavery. Consensual slavery. The same.
Well, you have to make sure you call the main people that are in charge by their names. Like, you have to call them mistress or
Mister. That's how I address Pricer all the time. I'm not even in porn. It's just the rule. There are several rules that your master sets up for you beforehand, and that's their rule.
And if you kind of don't say their names or go by the rule, they will take you off from what they were doing to you, and they'll punish you. They'll be like, okay, you need to do this because you didn't say your name correctly.
That's how my life is. That's my life. So,
but have you ever gotten off of like, okay, punish
me?
Because
they'll take stuff away and it will be like, if I don't, like, with one of my rules, it was the rule of, if I didn't clean or do the dishes, I was in my cage for 2 hours. And honestly, that was my fault. That was me doing something wrong. I was told I was supposed to do this. I'm naturally submissive. That is my job, is to do that and please them any way I can.
I give it up to you. Because if someone were to tell me to do the fucking thing, I'd be like, hell's the fuck no, get away from me before I punch you in the motherfucking face.
Yeah.
No, I cannot do that.
That's just who I am, though. Like, I'm a pet, I'm a slave, I am a submissive, I am sometimes a very good girl, sometimes a very bad girl, and I deserve to be punished when I am a bad girl. And there's, like, I don't think, like, if you're into sex, don't punish them by spanking them. Like, if you're in sex, punish them by spanking them when they did something wrong, obviously. But it's not sex, then it's usually taking the laptop away, taking the phone away, like any child. It's so you can learn what you did wrong and understand that that's wrong of me. I was in the wrong. It's my fault. I deserve that. And that's just how I consent to that. I consent to me doing whatever the fuck you want me to do, and I will listen. If I'm told that, like, but one of my biggest fantasies, like one of my dreams is that I come home 2 hours before my sir every single day from work. He lets me have my own life. And then I clean the house and I make dinner, depending on what he texts me, what he wants. And then I have to do certain things before he gets home. And if I don't, I'm in the cage. And I accept that. I don't care. That's just who I am, I guess. And I can't help but love that. I can't help love knowing I please somebody. Knowing that they're happy because I made them happy. That's how I think of it. If they want something done this way and I don't do it and they're pissed, I cry. I will literally sit in the corner and cry because I did something wrong. I fucked up. And that's just how I've always been. I've always been that type of way.
Like a marriage. Like a husband.
Yeah.
Like some husbands are like, oh, you didn't wash the dishes.
No sex for you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I'd be devastated if I didn't get fucked.
Okay, here's a question for all of us, actually. Have you ever had or partner or a hookup that asked for, let's say, a crazy kind of fantasy fetish that you're not into, that you think it's pretty much out there? It's like, whoa,
it's fucking
fuck?
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not into daddy daughter fantasies. I think they are weird.
I don't like those.
The diaper play, ugh. I had a guy who was interested in daddy-daughter play, and I played along like it, like I was into it, because he liked it. The fact that he was enjoying the fact that I was his good little girl made me happy, because I knew I pleased him. But at the same time, I was like, this is weird, because, like, I don't like my father. So it was one of those torn emotion things that was just fucking weird, and I'm glad I am out of that.
I think we've seen a show, actually. It's on Netflix.
Oh, God.
Yes, it's on Netflix.
Does
No, where? It's
oh, Satisfaction.
It's a Satisfaction
where... Satisfaction is an Australian TV show.
Yeah, and it's like women working at a brothel, and that all the stuff that they go to, trying to fulfill that men's fantasy or fetish or whatever. And there's actually one similar to the one you're talking about, but it was in reverse. He wanted to be in diapers, and she was like the mommy or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not judging everyone. Anyone,
can't do it.
Everyone has their own taste, whatever, fantasies, whatever. But
their
there are certain things that it's like, you know, there must be something going up there that, you know, is not right.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those. I hate the daddy and the daughter thing. I hate the whole diaper.
That's so gross.
It's kind of a turnoff to me. It really is. It really... It's like one of those things where you're just like horrified, like Kitty is.
Mm-hmm.
The diaper one, where the guy has to be like the baby.
Yeah.
Those are kind of like really creepy. Like you said, psychological.
I think
problem.
We saw one too where he wanted. I guess he worked at a morgue and he had a thing for corpse.
In one of the episodes of Satisfaction. Like,
yeah, watch it.
It is a good show. It's on Netflix. Only 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't finished it yet, but really good. One of the guys worked at a morgue. He was a coroner, and he had a thing for dead people, because in real life,
he was scared to actually touch a female. I guess he was creeped out and wasn't able to perform.
Because he was so much around dead girls or dead bodies.
So then he got aroused by dead bodies.
Yes. And it was a psychological problem he had, but he actually did save one of the girls that he put under in a coma, in a sense.
He almost killed her.
He almost killed her.
I think that's taking it too far into a fetish or fantasy when you're almost killing that person.
Yeah, like in the episode of Satisfaction where
the guy almost killed the girl.
Well, no, that one. But the one with the diapers, where one of the brothel girls was having a situation with one of her clients who likes being in diapers. He and her got into an argument. He couldn't get out of character, so he basically was about to shit his pants, and she looked at him like, you better not.
You know, I give it up for this woman, even though they're prostitutes, whatever, hookers, whatever you want to call them, hoes, porn stars, they seem like society portrays them as, you know, whores and disagreeing. Degrading. But I give it up to them, because, you know, they're willing to accept who they are and fulfill other people's fantasies for, you know, and give up a lot of what they have, like mentally, physically, and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I give it up to them.
Like a slave.
Yeah.
Like a paid slave.
Yeah.
I give it up to you because you're getting paid. I wish I'd get paid.
Props to you, women, that can do that job.
And have a relationship.
Yes,
that
too.
Or even a family.
I give it to all women. Are you kidding me? We have babies. I give it to all of us, because seriously, we get shit taken from.
Yes, granted.
Oh my gosh, dude. Like, it's like a, you walk into a bar and it's all a bunch of pigs looking at you, and I'm like,
ew. Oh my gosh, it's so true. Especially where there's like the older men,
oh,
like
God.
They're like 50s or fucking 60s year old. They could be like your freaking dad, and then they just look
at
you.
Be like your grandma.
Yeah, and it sucks. It's like I look young, so I get that a lot of like young for my age, and sometimes I get like hit on by like these older like 70-60 year olds, and I'm like, oh, like dude, I could be your daughter or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, gross. Not really moved, but you know
what? So going back to, have you ever been approached by
older
like,
women?
No, older women, by someone that you know had a crazy fantasy or fetish that you're like, nah, I don't want to do that.
One person, but I actually let them do it.
Okay,
which was what?
I want to know.
Now, a friend of mine at work, and I need to hang out with him more often, because he's got really good advice. He says, if you want to please a woman, you do exactly what she fucking wants, regardless of what the fuck it is.
Okay.
And he says, even if it's taking a dildo up the fucking ass.
So,
there have been several, and a lot of you are now knowing my secret. I've actually had a...
Oh my gosh. You're saying it.
is unrated.
I did a plan.
Damn!
But here's the thing. It wasn't properly
inserted.
She didn't do it right.
Huh?
She didn't do it right.
Well, the thing is, we didn't have lube.
Oh God!
So I did it because I wanted to make her happy. So she's always been asking me, and then I always been like,
maybe.
I'm always like, maybe another time, maybe another, like. But I actually finally one time I was just like, no, fuck it.
Let me try it out.
I'm gonna give it up and let her do it. I'm gonna make her happy, and actually let her stick this dildo.
Thing up your ass. How was it? How did it feel like?
Well, since
we know it was dry, so.
Well, knowing it was dry without the lube.
But it still would be weird because you're a guy, so.
Well, here's the thing.
Unless you're into that.
The thing is that regardless of anything, I'm going to get fingers shoved up my fucking ass by the time.
Yeah,
like,
by the dildos from a finger.
Well, technically, technically, the girl that did that was actually me ready for a prostate exam when I get older.
Getting you ready?
Because if a bad guy.
Yeah,
gets,
but a dildo is thicker than a finger.
Well, the thing is.
Unless it was a small one.
It was a thick dildo.
Okay.
It was black.
Oh, God.
My
butt hurt.
It felt really weird because it felt like I wanted to take a shit.
Oh, my God.
But at the same time, when she finally got it in there,
it felt good.
It felt
interesting,
weird, and
good
at the same time.
So could you say that you're into that? Could that be a new fetish?
No, I can't say that.
That would be more of a kink, I think.
It was actually a kink for the girl, because she was into it.
How do you know the girl was into it?
Because she always kept asking me every time.
Yeah, but did she continue asking afterwards?
I don't think so. But I think there was probably a point where she probably did, but I said probably next time we would need lube. Mm.
She didn't want lube. She was like, I want to give it too rough and hard and dry.
This girl probably, yes, she probably did.
Why would it hurt you? She's a sadist. Now we all go. And now you know.
But if she ever did ask me, next time I would have a lube for her and be like, here you go, and here's another size, smaller. Make sure it's not.
You never, even as a mistress or a master, you should know if you're trying to get into BDSM, you always trade. There's a training period. It goes from small to huge. Start with the tiny one. Just say it.
You know there's some people that are doing it.
I don't
care.
Just
want to go ahead and just do it all in one moment.
If you're going to stick anything up my ass, you're going to start with the small one. I don't care.
That's not true.
Even as a submissive, I can't. That No, my butt hurts. Like, I have bruises on my abs already, so hearing, like, somebody sticks... No.
No, but some people are into that. Some people are into that. That they don't really care on the freaking size or whatever.
No, but the thing is, as a master or dom, or any form of dom, male, female, transgender, whatever you are, you should know that you need to start off by training first before you stick that up their ass, because... I'm a kitten player. I'm getting tails, and it's a butt plug, and it's tiny. Doesn't hurt. So if you're gonna try to stick your dick up my ass, you need to start off by going bigger, because then you can cause bleeding and internal damage.
But what if they have a small penis and
still internal damage, it's still penis. Penis is penis.
I don't know. To me it's different, like
maybe it's like this big.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to have sex with you.
You know, there's like people that are into it. I'm not going to say I like anal. I'm not going to say that I've done it. But if I'm into it, I don't really care. You know, size or whatever.
Yeah, but if you're into it, you've already gone from smallest to large already. So would it matter at that point?
That's not. No, because let's say it's
unless
like.
You've never done it.
Yeah, you never done it, and then it's like they have a big, yeah.
Well, usually you start with a figure then, and then you go into two figure. That's still part of training. And then you stick it in, and usually you.
I think it has to depend on the person. Some people are just like, fuck the finger, because I don't want you to finger me. Just stick your dick in my butt.
But then you're in pain, and you don't like pain. So then you're just screwed. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you don't want to cause stretching and tearing. That's why I'm saying, as a smart master, you need to start off with training period. In any dom, in some relationship, if you don't go through training and earn your collar, I wouldn't feel like I earned my collar. If he wanted to own me completely and shove his dick in all my holes, I need to be trained first before I even get my collar. Because that's what he wants, and he wants to train me. Even if I personally am into a little ass play. I've had anal once in my life, and it felt pretty good because there was lube. It was just because there was lube. But I was still trained first by fingers or whatever. And it's just one of those things. You can't just shove your dick in a girl's butt. Like, you'll cause bleeding.
Okay. What she said. Safety. If you want to freaking fuck a girl on the ass, make sure you ease her into it.
Exactly. Yes. Start off slowly.
Yes. Don't shove your fucking dick in her butt.
If you're this big, go away. You could go into other places like right now.
Unless you like that. But ease her into it.
Still ease
her. Ease her or him into it.
Well, usually, if you're a guy doing a guy, usually they're already trained, pretty much.
No, not if it's the first time.
If it's the first time, then obviously you do the virgin step with the fingers, mm-hmm. and every virgin has their self fingered first, usually. You know.
Do you think
so? I was, yeah, I was raped, and I was still fingered first. So it's sort of a foreplay thing. I've never been, it's always about foreplay for me.
It's foreplay, yeah. There's some people that suck at freaking foreplay.
Right?
I've met, okay, guys, please, if you're gonna fucking foreplay, please do it fucking right. Because what upsets me really much is when they're freaking trying to finger you and they're like shoving it up there like, I don't want to be shoved, your finger shoved in my vagina, and you're probably thinking it. Feels good when it really doesn't, especially when they have like fucking thick ass fucking fingers.
Ew, they haven't cut their nails.
Oh my gosh, it's disgusting.
I don't do vanilla. By the way, anyone who doesn't do BDSM or into that, you guys are called vanillas, which means you're not into anything raunchy like me, and you don't like being smacked. If I'm being choked out, I like being slapped on the face. Oh god. It excites me.
We're going to be wrapping up soon, but before we wrap up, we are going to actually do the vlog. Now, I remember one thing you said to me when I asked you about the whole choking and spanking. Uh-huh. There was one thing you said to me that if a guy spanked you really good, that you end up
orgasming.
Coming right away?
Yes.
I'll squirt. If a guy spanks me hard enough, or even It spanks my vagina. You know how you do that little tap?
Yeah.
Oh,
if
like,
he spanks me hard enough, I will squirt.
Is
all
it like a spank on the ass or like?
No, it's
like
on the vagina. Like you're like this, and he spanks it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, the pain on my clit just, oh god. Like, I actually had one person who did that, and then they did that and then stuck it in right away, and I went to orgasm right away. But a lot of the time now lately, I've been on orgasm control, which means I can't come until I beg and plead, and he's like, okay, come now. Come on, girl, you can do it.
So what if you want to have someone where you're like, oh, like, orgasm? Do you just tell your program yourself to, or
no,
they have to tell you?
They have to tell me.
So
you
say you just have like a casual hookup, like the same
then,
man club.
Then
anymore.
I'll just come whenever the fuck I want. They don't earn my respect enough to tell me when to come or when not to come. So it's all about respect. All about respect.
So are we going to try the fall guy?
Yes,
you?
They're
going to
demonstrate something for us real quick. The proper technique. Not
it's
the
all
amateur.
About the wrist.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it's all about the wrist.
So who's being flogged? Who's with it?
You're me.
Both of you guys?
Do you want to be flogged? I'll flog you.
Yeah,
I'll flog you.
Why is it always the guy has to be?
You're the only male here.
Okay.
God.
Hang on to that.
Yes,
don't,
I will.
Don't touch.
I'm a cat, what do you expect?
I'm a wolf, what do you expect?
I think it's funny that the cat is whipping the dog. Just saying!
So you're all getting a demonstration of my ass being flogged.
Yay!
And
okay.
Nurse Love is actually going to probably enjoy it.
I'm just going to watch.
Alright. You make sure you don't want to hit kidneys. The kidneys area. Or below. You want to make sure it's right on the ass. So this position. What you want to make sure you do is you're on your elbows, because your elbow, if you're on your hands, sometimes they buckle, and it's easier with elbows, plus you get your ass up perfectly.
So, P.S., the more support.
Yeah, the more support, the better, because sometimes, at least I found out that unless I'm told hands and knees, I'll do elbows and knees, because of the fact that it's better for me to, so I don't jerk forward as much, because it could hurt like a bitch.
Okay,
and it feels good, but like it's all about the teasing also. Just see how I jumped a little bit? It's also about the wrist. I could be a mistress if I wanted to.
You should be.
I missed, but I still didn't hit the kidneys because his ass is up perfectly.
That perfect.
That kind of strange because I've never seen him this decision before. I should probably get weirded out.
Also, you want to make sure you're even too.
I think he wants it harder.
Do you like that?
I think he wants it harder.
Do you like that?
Yes, it feels really good.
Yes, what?
Yes, mistress.
I've never been called that before. You like that?
Yes.
Come on, good enough.
Also, the quality of the whip or
this isn't
the,
a good one, but
the block, it's...
Don't hang your ass.
I think we should do vice versa, man.
Someone's enjoying herself.
I've never done this before. Of course I'm enjoying myself a little bit. It's a little bit satisfying. Kiss it. The noise it makes, I call it a kiss. It's like a kiss of the flog is what I call it. So if I ever say I've just been kissed, it usually means a flog, not a natural kiss. Because there's actually schools you can actually go to, like classes, that you can actually go to for some of these things.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. There's this thing called FetLife, which I love FetLife.
Or sometimes you just, like, it's just into it. Like,
yeah.
You're just born with that. That
yeah, that
you know what to hit, you know how to do it, and...
But it's also good to get second opinions. Like FetLife, there, you're okay now.
I think you really enjoyed that.
I do too. Did you enjoy that?
I think the wolf has just been whipped really well.
You really enjoyed that.
Wow, this is... So whose turn is it to be flawed? Nurse Love.
I have bruises already. I can't go to San Francisco with more bruises. Then I won't be picked as a sub for my next film. So, it's all about my... I have to perfect for my next March. March, if you ever go on to FetLife.com and make an account, March is pretty much a group of people that get together each month and talk about the fetishes you're into, and you get to meet people, and it's in our life, and like our fetishes and kinks, it's really hard to meet people who are into exactly what you're into, so it sort of helps with that process, and it sort of helps with meeting single or even polyamorous relationship. So
which I'm into. I have group sex.
I love group sex. Oh my god.
Why be tied up?
Repeat that again. You're into what?
What she said. I'm not gonna say.
So that's your kink.
Out of my own mouth.
She is into having sex with multiple people. Hi, my name is Catelyn Lowry. How are you today?
I'm good.
I know more about you.
Honestly, the more dicks and vaginas I can worship, the better. My name is Kitty Love, and I'm a cum whore.
I'm cum whore.
You're a cum whore?
The cum whore? I don't know if I'm a cum whore, but...
Do you like the fact that you just satisfied somebody so much that they just came and excited to be all over you?
You know what? I'm not really... But when it comes to doing it, I don't really care about if they're...
It's all about you?
Yeah, it's all about me. I'm selfish. Okay. I'm a selfish individual.
You'd be more ambitious. She is definitely more... Hello, how are you today?
I can actually see Nurse Love as a mistress.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, a lot of you don't know, we do have a
Yeah, we have a third co-host that... he's off right now, but...
He has two jobs, so... We're giving him some time to work and everything until he comes back. But his name is Snake.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fucking perfect.
Meow.
It'll be the bottom of the group. Perfect.
Yeah. We wish David was here, but sadly he's got to work. But we know
come back. He's my fantasy boyfriend. There you go. There's my fetish.
Tell her it's an interesting fetish.
My fetish is... A geeky virgin guy that's, you know, virgin, that's never done it, never touched a female. Mm-hmm. I just want to pop his cherry, which I have done once before.
And so you're a popper?
Yes, that's my thing.
So you like popping virgin? Oh my gosh, I've never heard of that one actually.
Yes.
I really haven't. I wish I have, but I haven't. So high five for being the first for that one for me.
Actually, I forgot for a second there that I've actually done it before. Once that, he was like a friend, and he's like, you know what, I don't know any other girl I want to lose my virginity to. And I was like, sure, why not? It was kind of awkward, though, because he was a friend. This is like long time ago. Probably back in high school.
Yeah.
Well, that's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm submissive, that's what I am. Like, I know all the positions. Even though I've never been taught the positions by master, I learned the positions by geek.com. Thank you very much for teaching me without teaching me. So I know all the humiliation position. Like, if he wants to humiliate you, it's exposing all your holes to him. And I know all that stuff, but I've never heard of that one. Ever.
A virgin popper? Yes, I'm a virgin popper, you guys. I just realized that today. Yes,
a virgin popper.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we're about to end this. But remember, if you want to be a guest or you have any comments or, questions. Like I always say, questions. Anything you want to request, you could always inbox us at our Misfit Love page, Facebook page. And YouTube, we are posting this video up on YouTube, so watch it with our lovely guest here, which I'm glad to have because she's experienced in this topic.
Thank you. Could you possibly post my Tumblr on there?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Say your Tumblr.
Because my Tumblr is cupcake-katie18 at Tumblr, .tumblr.com. I have a sex blog, BDSM blog. And you can follow me, ask some questions. If you really want to know more, if you have something detailed, you can ask me. I'm pretty very open to that. I'm actually going into fetish modeling, so there will be photos of me there tied up in kitty mode. So yeah.
Yes, so she's very attractive as well, so you should
thank you.
Well, that is it for today's special Uncensored show. This is your host, Wolf.
Nurse Love.
And I'm Kitty Love. Ha, Kitty.
Next week or...
Whenever we post it, stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right. So long.
Bye.
Yeah. Meet me in the launch hangar.